Troy Oldham is with Logan Regional Hospital and organizer of the upcoming Gran Fondo biking event. Welcome to Utah Public Radio, Troy.
Thanks, Carrie. I'm glad to be here.
Now, this event is not only a great time for recreationalists or those who are serious about biking, but it's also to help benefit those who are needing some kind of help with breast cancer awareness and also to provide that service of mammograms for those in need.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, statistics show us that Utah and even Idaho are probably have the worst rates of women who over 40 who are recommended to be screened actually go in and get the screenings. And as we look into that, there's quite a few people who are not insured or significantly underinsured. And so we wanted to be able to kind of take that excuse away. So that's why we're raising money is to provide breast cancer screenings for women who are uninsured or underinsured.
And many of those who will be participating know someone or have had a personal experience of knowing someone who has been affected by breast cancer.
Yeah, that's correct. And unfortunately, there's quite a few of them. And we met a lot last year when we were at the end of the race, we had a big board and we were asking people to sign their names and of support for people that they knew who were either going through breast cancer treatments or are breast cancer survivors. And that board was full. There's a lot of people that were very connected to the race for that exact reason.
And for you personally?
And for me personally, yeah. My wife was diagnosed with breast cancer about 3 years ago. And ironically, I went to my race committee and said, we really need to have this event tied to a cause, something that where we can raise money to help someone else. And they unanimously selected breast cancer screenings, and I wholeheartedly supported that. That's the reason my wife is doing well today. She was screened early, and they discovered a lump and cancer, and they were able to treat it. And that also is statistically proven that if you can discover breast cancer early, it can be treated. If left untreated, it becomes much more complicated.
Let's talk in detail a little bit more about the actual race and some of those who are biking from around the state, from around the country.
Yeah, you know, one of the fun things about a Gran Fondo and the concept of a Gran Fondo, it came out of Italy. And as many people know, that with the Tour de France going on right now, it is pretty tough for a recreational rider to get in any kind of event in Europe because biking is such a big deal there. So the Cash Gran Fondo, or the Gran Fondo concept, was to bring racers and recreational riders together on an epic course and give everybody ability to ride. And so that's what we're doing with the Gran Fondo here in Cache Valley. We have a race component, so we'll have some of the top racers in the state. We'll be competing. We'll have them leave a little bit early, and they'll be on the course and away. And then we'll release the 100-mile riders for the Gran Fondo and the 50-mile riders for the Gran Fondo. And they all get the same finish line with a stage and photographs and really nice big medals when they come across the finish line.
Cowbells. I remember
cowbells. Oh, we just got a box of cowbells. So it'll have a feel, a big race feel. And that's what Gran Fondo stands for, or what it literally is translated as big ride.
And you say, what, nearly 1,000 participants this year?
Yeah, we will have more than we had last year, which is about 700, 750. We're anticipating probably 850 to 900. We're getting 5 or 6 every hour that just keep dripping in. And then as we do our packet pickups, we usually pick up another 100, 150. So we think we'll ride with nearly 1,000. That's what we're permitted for. And so that was our goal, and I think we're going to be pretty close to it.
Well, Troy Oldham with Logan Regional Hospital, of course, the sponsor of the Gran Fondo event taking place beginning on Friday here in Logan, continuing through Saturday. There will be activities happening in downtown Logan, a nice festival feel, and then people located throughout the valley helping support those riders.
Yeah, correct. And all of our support stations will have someone from a local charity. We'll have Common Ground in Mendon. We'll have our mammography unit, ladies who actually give the mammograms at the hospital, will be doing a support station in Newton. Miss Utah will actually be doing the support in Trenton. And then we have another group in Malad over in Idaho who will also be helping out in that
station. And, of course, Utah Public Radio will be there cheering on our team and all of those who will be participating.
That's right.
Troy, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're listening to Utah Public Radio.